Yeah.
Is there?
Everybody there?
Yeah. We did the Mishnah Ayin Tes Amid Aleph. The Mishnah has the principle. In order for Agana to be Chayav Kefal, and in order to begin the whole story of Dalad Ahay, you have to first be Chayav Kefal. In order to be Chayav Kefal, you have to have a Kinyan Ganeven. It's a question, what if the Mishnah says, I emerge from the Yotza Meis, because I buy a pot of potter, gross potter from Kefal, or even pot of Karen. So the Rambam writes, thank you very much. The Rambam, the Tosafos Yontif, points out that in the Mishnah is this Rambam, that the Rambam says potter from Kefal. You get the impression from the Rambam that in order to be Chayav Karen, you don't even need a Kinyan Ganeven. Okay, that's a serious question. I could argue with the Rambam, that's a question. But our Kalpan of the Mishnah says you need a Kinyan Ganeven. So the Mishnah gives two examples of a Kinyan Ganeven. One is a Meshicha and one is a Hagbah. And then we understood why there's a difference. Mishnah says that Hagbah is even Kainah B'shus HaNignav as opposed to Meshicha. Meshicha has to be Moshech Mirshus HaBayim. A Moshech Liyotze Umeis Birshus HaBayim, if the Behemah dies before he took it out, the Meshicha is not Kainah B'shus HaMoicher. Or putting it over here, Mashiach is not kind of Bishus HaNignas. So here the Tosafos quotes an Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, Yibamaz Chosha Hotziu, Bishus HaBailim. They quote that in Perek Elo Nairis and Ksubas there is a Machlokes Amoraim, Rav Acha Ravina, regarding this Mashiach. Does Mashiach have to be done into the Simta, which is the Tzidei Bishus HaRabim? Or can you even do Mashiach into the Bishus HaRabim Amish? So the Tosafos there in Ksubas has two opinions as to how to understand this Machlokes Rav Acha Ravina. Tosafos Bayas also has two opinions, but they reject one. Tosafos says that Tosafos doesn't like that other Shita, but you look there in Ksubas, they equate the two opinions equally. They don't reject one of the two. The issue being that the simple reading of the Gemara there in Ksubas, Lamed Aleph, is that it's Machlokes Rav Acha Ravina, where the Mashiach is going, if I want to sell your behemoth, and I say, make a Mashiach on the animal, you make the Mashiach in the Mishus HaRabim. Is that kind or not? So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that's Machlag Zvav Rach Ravina. So this poses a problem, because the Gemara says, on Amirchas HaSfina, Abai V'Rava both say, that Mashiach is only kind of besimto, but see the Mishus HaRabim. I love Mishus HaRabim. Mashiach is not kind of Mishus HaRabim. Is it a Machlag is between, it's a Machlag Zvav Rach Ravina? And there in the Meches HaSfin and Baba Basa, the Gemara doesn't quote any Machlekes, they just quote Abai V'Rava. So why don't they quote that somebody disagrees there in Ksubas? So our Tosafos is of the opinion that that's part of the big Machlekes. Abach Ravina had a Machlekes, and the Din is like the one who said the Mashiach is not kind of Mishus HaRabim. How do we know that this is so? But all right, because the Gemara Baba Basa quotes Abai V'Rava hold like that. Right? And that's the rule, that if Abai V'Rava both say like that, as it says on the last line, Lashach klan kol hecha de pligi ravach ravina aloha ki ravina lekula. He can't use other klali hapsach. The aloha is going to be like a bai v'rova, because in Perek HaMechas HaSfina, that's where the Gemara works out all the details of Meshiche and Mesire and Hakboa and so on. The sugya bim komo, Tzubas is a little bit shlobim komo. HaMechas HaSfina, that's the main place where all of these kinyonim belong, where they should all be discussed. So there, the main location where the topic should belong, the Gemara just quotes Abai V'Rava. So that's the din. The din is like Abai V'Rava, that Mashiach is only kind of besimto of the Tzid Mashiach Sarab. Mashiach is not kind of Mashiach Sarab. And this is exactly the point that's argued by Rav Acha Ravina. And we pass like the one who says that Mashiach is not kind of Mashiach Sarab. Sure. So the Tosafos there in Ksubas has another opinion which they allude to over here. Tosafos writes towards the end of the five lines before the end of our Tosafos. Ve'inir alachala klal. They don't think that it's mistaken to say that Rav Acha and Ravina both masking with Abai V'Rava, that whenever I'm selling you a behema, whenever I'm selling you a boat or something, the Mashiach B'Shus Ram for sure is not Koina. Mashiach is only Koina B'Simta B'Tzidi B'Shus Ram. B'Shus Ram is not Koina. The Machlek is Rav Acha Ravina is only by Ganas. Why? So the simple pshat in the Chilik is, it sounds like a very good distinction. I don't know why Tosafos is Machdavek, the whole distinction. Ain't there a lechala klal? They think that it's absolutely ridiculous. The Pashto says that there's a big difference. That the whole idea of a kinyan by metaltalim, a kinyan hakbo, and a kinyan mashiach is, you machnas the object into your rishus. The main kinyan by metaltolim is chotzer and yad. Chotzer is your machnis, the object mamish into your rishus. Chotzer is your rishus, and the kinyan yad is also into your rishus. The pashta says that the yad is a separate kinyan from hagbor. That's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Eilu and Iris. The Tosfos previous, the Tosfos on daf Chavtes on the base, is the famous Tosfos in Baba Kama, daf Chavtes on the base. The Rav Maschel Elam Rav Ashi. So Tosfos there refers to their machlekes with Rashi in Ksubis, whether kinyan yad works lamata migimel tzvach. So Tosfos holds that yad is a separate kinyan. When the object is in your hand, that's mamish like chotzer. Chotzer mitam yad. Chotzer is another form of yad. Ikke kinyan is yad. And Rashi disagrees. Rashi says no, that chotzer is b'shusai, and yad needs hagbo, and whatever you need for hagbo. If you need gimel tzachim, so you need gimel tzachim for yad. Even though the whole object is in your hand. Tosfos holds nasot. The object is in your hand. That's mamish kinyan yad. That's identical with chotzer. It's better than chotzer. Chotzer is kind of because it's also like yad. Kinyan hagbo means if I don't have, let's say, if I have the pen in my hand, that's a kinyan yad. The whole pen is in my hand. If I pick up the pen like this, no one sees my pen. Picking up the pen like this and it's hanging down below my hand, that's a kinyan hagbo. So hagbo needs either one tefach or three tefach, whatever it happens to be. But if the thing is mamish in my yad, you don't need a kinyan hagbo. You don't need a minimum shear, how high you have to pick it up. That happens to be a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, bekamim, bekamis, and shas, and kiddushin in the first parak. And over here also on Chavtes on the base, that this Tosfos is famous for. That Rashi's opinion all over is that Hagbor always needs Gimel Tzvachim. And Tosfos' Shita all over is that Hagbor is enough with one Tefach. They both agree Hagbor needs a minimum shear. Tosfos holds that Yad doesn't need any shear. How high you have to lift it up. If the thing is in your Yad, it's contained in your Yad. That's not Mashakin in Yad. So it doesn't need any shear Hagbor. But if you're doing Hagbah, then Hagbah needs a Tefach. How do they know Hagbah needs a Tefach? It's a Gemara in Erevin. This is Chavtes on the base code. It's a Gemara in Erevin, Dafayin Tef, which says, in Nimar Chavish of Shetufim Mavuah, Tzach Sheyakbiya Tefach. Ek Shetufim Mavuah, so the barrel of wine has to belong B'shutfus to all the Shem Shabbos. So if one Shem Shabbos has, one of the people has a barrel of wine, and he wants to make a Shetufim Mavuah, so he tells someone else, tells his neighbor, you pick it up. And the halach is he picks it up at Tefach and he says, I have a mind to be kind of shitzvahs. All the Shem Shabbos who live there, we have the practice, we say, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, I'm picking it up to be kind of shitzvahs for all the Shem Shabbos who live there now, and for all those who are going to move in the future. Even though you don't know who it's going to be, so that's based on Breyer. So we say the whole din of Shituf and Mavus is only a din with the Rabban. The whole need for the Kenyan is only the Rabban. So we say, Yesh Breyer bedin the Rabban. Someone pointed out a problem. Just on Erev Shabbos, I was walking in the streets here in Yerushalayim. Someone walked over to me and he told me a problem. What happens if a ger moves into the city? Or a non-Jew converts. He does move into, he lives in the city and he converts. So you can't have a zechia for a nachri. Zechia doesn't work for a nachri. Zachin is only good for Yisrael. Ein zechia le'akum. That's a gemara in Bava Metzia. He said he doesn't understand. Whatever you make an Erev Chatzeris, a Shetufa Mavuas in a building or in an area, they make an Erev in a city, and they picked up the box of matzahs, we don't use a barrel of wine. That's for Shetufa Mavuas. Erev Chatzeris then is you need pas. So whenever you pick up the box of matzahs to be kind of shutzahs for all the other Shem Shabbos who live there now, are going to move in the future, any city like New York, any area, a large enough area, you always have one person convert in the course of a year. Many areas have more than one person converting in the course of the year. So he said he doesn't understand how the Erev Chatzeris is good. Once the fellow converts, so he asks on everybody else. And he doesn't have a shutzis in the box of matzahs because at the time that the other fellow picked it up and he said it's kind of shutzis for all the Shem Shabbos who live here are going to move in the future, at that time this fellow was a Adai Nachri. He was a Nachri. At that time he can't be kind of, he can't be Zeich on behalf of a Nachri. And I think it's a very good kashan. You should bring it to the attention of all the Rabbanim who make a Reuven. And then you make an Erev, and somebody converts. You got to make a Zechi on the matzahs all over again. So murder is kasha. Anyway, so Tosfos' opinion is that the Hakbor always needs, Kinyan Yad does need a minimum height, how high you have to pick it up. It's in my hand. So Yad is the same with Chotzer. Or putting it correct, in correct terms, Chotzer is the same as Yad. The original basic Kinyan is the Kinyan Yad. Chotzer is the same as Yad. And Hakbor needs a Tefach. How do they know? Because that's what it says in Erev. The strange thing is, the last two lines there in that Tosfos on Chof Tes on Beit. The minimum shiur for Hakbar should have been discussed in Perek HaMoichas HaSfina. Should have been discussed somewhere in a normal Masechta. What's that? It's in Erevin. Erevin is Agav Grore. It says in Erevin, the correct fashion to make an Eruv HaChatzer is that every Shomer Shabbos gives a matzah, and they leave all the matzahs in one home. Let's say 100 families in a building. 99 people, all Shomer Shabbos, 99 families leave a matzah in my home. I live here, so I don't have to put a matzah. I live here, Mamish. When the other 99 families put a matzah in my apartment, so it's considered as if all 100 families live in the apartment now. So rather than have 99 matzahs cluttering up my kitchen, who wants to have so many matzahs in the kitchen, so you take, you buy one box of matzahs or two boxes of matzahs, whatever, and you give it to another person, come to pick it, you streamline. Some to pick it up, make a kinyan hakbar on behalf of the Shem Shabbos, so they're going to move in the future. Shite, that's it, you make it easier for the Jews. And the Mishnah says that streamlining process of doing the Shitufim of the Eruv HaTzeiris is based on the principle of Zachar Adam Shlavifan. Make a kinyan hakbar. So the Gemara says, the kinyan hakbar is a tepach. So how come it's mentioned only in one place in Shas? Why doesn't it say somewhere in a normal place? It should say in Bava Metzia. It should say in Mechas HaSfina. That's where it belongs. That's what Tyson says by us. The main location should really be Namaychas HaSfina. That's what the Gemara is discussing. All the Kinyon, when Hakbar works, when Yad works, when Mesira works, and where they work. Simto v'shusarab mamsh. So that's what Tyson poses as a question to Yachov Tesson Beis. So that's why they say it's a shtikal raya to Rashi. It's a shtikal raya that tefach is not the normal shir. It should be a raya to Rashi. Either raya to Rashi or raya to the Goyim. The Rashi shita is that in all other places, Hakbar needs Gimel Tzvachim. If you're going to pick something up less than three Tzvachim, Rashi says that you say Lovud, it's considered as if it didn't leave its original location. So it only gets off the ground, the whole Kinyan Hakbar only gets off the ground if you do a Kinyan Hakbar Gimel Tzvachim. That's what the Gemara says there in Erevin, that since a Ruvi Chatzeris is only Shetufim Buiz, a Ruvi Chatzeris, the whole thing is only Takana Shleim HaMelech, it's only a Din Rabbanan, it's not a real bona fide Din Deraisa. So there, when Mekel, you say that Hakbar's Tefach is enough. That's what Tosfos says on Chof Tes on the basis. The fact that this year Tefach is only mentioned in one place, Shas and Erev and Dafayin Tes, it never says that in a normal place that Hakbar should be a Tefach. It seems normally Hakbar needs Gimel Tefachim. And here's a special din that in Eruv and Shtuf and Vuas will make on. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Sheet of Sargoinim, the Mishnah Brewer quotes it, and he says we're not knowing like that. The Goinim are of the opinion that you need a Hakbar's Tefach not for Kenyan. Not for the kinyan of the shetufim mivus. Like Mark, if Rashi sheet is that you need gimel tzvachim for hakbar, so you're going to need gimel tzvachim as shetufim mivus also. Like Mark, there goes like this: all the 99 people put a matzah in my apartment. Each one put a matzah in my apartment, and you don't have. Not that I bought a box of matzahs and I give it to the next door neighbor to pick up and to be kind of a shetufim for the others. No, all the 99 other families put matzahs in my apartment. That's an Eruv HaTzeiris. So when you make the declaration with this Erev, it should be mutter for us to carry in the building, you have to pick up the Erev, the Tefach. That's a din, not in the Kenyan Hakbar of the Erev. That's a din in the Asiyas Erev. Achabais like Natilos Lulav. Natilos Lulav is not a Kenyan Hakbar. Natilos Lulav is a din amitzus Natilo. Here the din is that in order, when you make the declaration with this Erev HaTzeiris, it should be mutter for us to carry. It's not good enough if it's sitting on a table. You have all the 99 matzahs sitting on a table, and you just look in the siddur, and you say, with this erev, it's mutter for us to carry in the chatz and the mavin. So, no, you have to pick it up, and then say, with this erev, it's mutter for us to carry. That's how they're going in Blom Shah. Even if there's no issue of kinyan hakbar, asiyas ayu v'chatzeres, needs a tefach, needs a hakbar's tefach. Because we're going to say, like Tesis, that the Gemara in Erevin is telling us a shir and hakbar's Kinyan Hakbar and Kala Tarakula, so it's a pella, like Tesis ends off the Anchov Tes. So why does this Tedet Hasan Lot Lashman Din Hakbar Machamachum? Because what's it doing in the Erev and Dafayin Tes? It's the wrong place. Shouldn't be over there. So Nachmos, the Rashi Shita in Kala Tarakula is, except for Eruvin. Rashi knows that you always need a Hakbar Gimel Tzvachim because of the problem of Lovud. Tesis disagrees with Rashi, the Kama Makam. Tesis says that Lovud is a Din of Mechitzis. The Gemara says, the Gemara beginning of Sukkot. And then the Gemara says, what do you mean, mechitzes? When you get to what? either Shir Gova Asara Tochim can be derived without a halacha Moshe Nisina, then a Mechit says that the 10 Tochim Toy can figure out without a halacha. The Gemara says, that those three aspects of Mechitzas are halacha Moshe Nisina. So the Gemara says, the fair is that Lovud is a din of Mechitza. So how can Rashi say Lovud is not a din? If I have a Gemara sitting on the table, I picked it up, 2.5 Tochim, it's considered as if it's still on the table. How can you say like that, Lovud? It's not on the table. I picked it up, suspended in midair. Rashi says that Lovud is a din after you consider the thing as if it's still in its original place. And Tosha says there is no such din. Lovud is only a din of Mechitzas. Either Gemara has a din Lovud by Schach, so we say that Schach is also a Mechitzas. Schach is a roof. The roof is also a Mechitza on the whole area. Either Gemara and Shabbos talk about Lovud on a raft, on a floor. The answer is the floor is also a Mechitza. When you have a sukkah, you have a Rishus HaYachid. So the floor is a Mechitza, the roof is a Mechitza, and the walls all around are Mechitzas. So Tosha says that Lovud only applies to Mechitza. Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds that if you're going to pick up a Hagbolet, then you must talk and we say Lovud is considered as if I never picked it up. It's a strange concept. So Rashi, Tosha points out here on Chof Tes and Beis, that even though Rashi holds all over that for the purpose of Kinyan Hagboy you need Gimel Tzvachim, that's only if you kind of from another person. But if it's Zechem and Ahefker, something is sitting on the street, is Zechem and Ahefker, then it's sufficient with one Tefach. That's what Tosfos points out here. On Chof Tes and Beis, had it. Why? So they say, this is also a famous Tosfos, the Tosfos Yontif points out this Tosfos. Here, Rabbi Kivega there, on Chof Tes and Beis, refers you to that Tosfos Yontif. But Tosfos Yontif points out this Tosfos. That Tosfos says within Rashi that even though Rashi usually holds that Hagbor needs to be Tzvachim, that's only if you're kind of from another party. But if you're Zechem and Ahefka, then Hagbor is enough with a Tefach. Why? Da'afiluch habato behefka koni. Means there is an opinion on the first daf in Bava Mitzvah and Da'abes Amin Aleph that habato behefka koni. The Gemara's maskan is that it's not so. You don't say habato behefka koni, but that's what the Tosfos Yontif talks about. Why the Tosfos quotes habato, looking at the Hefker is kinda habato. We don't pass them like that. That was just a fleeting havamin in the Gemara that based them at all. So the Pashtus and Tosfos is that they mean to say like this. Rashi Shita sees the three Hagbah, three Tochim for Shia, three Tochim for Hagbah. That's not really the Shia for Hagbah. Hagbah, Rashi agrees, should really be a Tefah. Rashi agrees with Tosfos. The Tzara is if you pick it up only a Tefah, if you have the problem of Lovud, they're still in the Rishus of the Marakama. It's considered as if it never left the Rishus of the Marakama. The whole idea of Kinyan HaKboi is you have to be machnanced into what's considered your Rishus. Chotzer and Yad is Mamashach Nasa the Rishus. And HaKboi is Alpidin considered as if he had been machnanced into his Rishus. So Rashi holds that your first step in being machnanced into your Rishus of the Marakama, and after doing that, then you can begin to discuss being machnanced into your Rishus. The Rashi ought to be motzif and the Rishus of Marakam. You have to have a Hagbah Gimel Tzvachim, because otherwise you say Lovud, it's considered as if it's still in the Rishus of the Marakam.
Rabbi?
But let's say it's a Dovishal Hefker, so you can't say it's in the Rishus of someone else. It's not in the Rishus of the Marakam. Hefker means that it doesn't belong to anybody. So then Rashi agrees that it's enough with a Hagbah Tefach. To be machnas into your Rishus, Rashi agrees with Tosfos. Hagbah per se is enough Tefach. But he holds, whenever the metalkalim belongs to somebody else, and yet, before you begin to be machdus into your rishus, first you have to be motzi from the rishus of the marakama, and then to be machdus into your rishus. So that hoitzof and the rishus of the marakama requires gimel tzvach. You have to have two steps in the kinyan hagbod. Same thing kinyan meshicha. You have to first be motzi from the rishus of the marakama, and then machdus into the rishus of the marbas. That's why meshicha is not kinda the Rishus of the Meicher. Everybody agrees to that. That's the Mishnah. The only Machlek is Ravina Ravacha. There in Ksubas is whether if you do Meshicha Bishus Rabin, whether that's considered Haknas into your Rishus, because you really don't have Rishus to leave anything in the middle of the Rishus Rabin, because the traffic is running by. So in the middle of the street, if it will be a Simto, a Tzidya Rishus Rabin, a quiet section of the side street or something, and not the middle of the whole traffic, then when you do Mashiach, it's called Hachnas into your Rishus.
Rabbi?
You're going to do Mashiach and the Rishus Rabbim, so that's the Machlekes, half of that. And then we pass like Abai Verobah that Mashiach is not kind of Rishus Rabbim. Tachbo also, first you have to be Mashiach from the Rishus of the Marakam, and then you have to be Machnas into the Rishus of the Marabas. So all Tosfos meant by the Habot of the Hefkakoni was that it doesn't necessarily mean that we pass like that. Taisa says from the fact that the Gemara entertained the Havamina, or from the fact later on Bavim see it seems there is a machlekes satanai, from the fact that there is a Tana who holds like that, even though we don't pass like that, even if you're passing Habata Behefka Loikani. But from the fact that there is such a shita, that shows that it's easier to be Zechem and a Hefker than to be kind of from another person. Why? Because to be kind of from another person, you have these two steps. First, you have to be right to from the Rishus on the Barakama. Then after that, Machnas into your Rishus. And by Hefker, you don't need the two steps. All you need is the second step. All you have to do is Hachnasa into your Rishus. What is Habata Behefka Kani? One opinion in the Gemara. Tyson says on the first daf in Bogmatiyah, that begs them out. Really? Habata Behefka Kani? I just look at it. Nah, that's ridiculous. The text says not. What it means is, the thing is sitting in the middle of a simple tzidushu saram or something, dovishal hefker, and I put a little fence around it. I didn't pick it up at all. I wasn't machnas into my rishus, it's sitting there, and I make a little gather culture around it. So the gather culture is considered as if I did a hachnas al rishusi. If it would belong to you, so whatever it is, it's shalcho b'shuscha. So then you tell me, you give me permission to make any kinyan I want. So I'm going to make a little fence around it. It's considered as if it entered my rishus, but it never left your rishus. That's what I say. It never left your rishus. In order that it should leave your rishus, you need either hakbo is kind of even b'shus hamoicher. If you pick it up either at tefach, at tritfach, whatever it is, or left the rishus of the marakam. Or you need mashiach, and mashiach you have to take it out of the rishus of the marakam. But if it's in your rishus, let's say it's in your rishus and I'm going to make a fence around it. So that's not going to help. So even if it's in the rishus haram or in the sinta, your item shalchor b'shuscha, wherever it is, it's shalchor b'shuscha. It's not going to help. I'm going to make a fence around it. You can say putting a fence is hachnas al rishusi, so to speak. But there was no hetzua b'shus marakama. The thing, wherever it is, b'chomach m'shua shaloi b'shus of the marakama. And I never caused it to leave the rishus of the marakama. So this opinion in the Gemara habota behefkakana that if you make a gather kol shu around the item that's mentalkal in your koinet, because you did a hachnas al rishuscha, this is only feasible even if we don't paskin like it. There's being a right from the fact that there exists such a shita. The fact that there is such an opinion shows that to be zechem and a hefker, you don't need the two steps of first being moitim mishus marakama, then machnas into the mishus of the marabas. So the pashtus is that this is relevant over here by the kana. That places by us. Tzitz Bayas presented that Rabacha v'Ravina had a machlekes with a Mishicha and Kala Terakula. Any Mishicha, not only by Ganav, any Mishicha is kinda in the Rishus HaRabim or not. And the fact that Abai v'Rava quoted in Perek HaMeches HaSfina, that's where the main sugyas are. That when Hagbol works and when Mishicha works and when Mesir works, so the fact that Abai v'Rava quoted there, that's an indication. Near the Halacha Kabai v'Rava, min Maisi Melsai b'Meches HaSfina. And that's the Mashma Shehim Ika. That's the main sugya, the last line of Tosis. That's the last line of Tosis. Then Tosis suggested in the middle the other shita that they have in Ksuvis, and here they rejected it. But there, the other shita is not so unreasonable. The other shita holds that by Gana, if you don't have to have Hafnos of the Shu Tagana, the Gana is not going to be Kainet. What shot? The Gana is not going to. The Gana is not Kainet. The Nignav didn't give him permission to make a Kenyan out of it. He's stealing it. So the whole essence of the kinyan by the ganav, according to this sheet and Tosis, is that he's moitzi from the rishus of the marakamas. If he does hagbor is also moitzi from the rishus marakam. If he does a mishicha, so Tosis says, if you do a mishicha or a moshcho, the rishus habaylim into the rishus harabim. So it left the rishus habaylim, but it didn't enter into my rishus. So that's what the Bala Tosis in Ksuvah, the Ritzvah, says. You can imagine that both Ravina and Ravacha there in Ksubas, they both agree with Abai v'Rav. Otherwise, Apella, how come the Gemara Baba Basra didn't quote that there's Machlekes Ravacha Ravina about this din that Abai v'Rav said? So that's why the second Bala Tosis says, no. What Abai v'Rav said, they're talking about being kind of b'mashicha, where you're really going to be kind of, not talking about a kinyan gneiva, really to be kind of. So to really be kind of, they say, Mishicha b'shus rabim is not kind. You did a hoitzah mishus marakama by taking it out of the rishus of the moicher or the noisan hamatana and taking it into the rishus rabim. So left the rishus hamoicher, but it never entered into the rishus of the lakeach, because mishicha b'shus rabim is not called the hachnas al rishusi. Everybody agrees with Abai v'Rav. Yeah, mishicha is only kind of a simta b'tzid b'shus rabim. And the machlekes Rabbi Acha Avin only is, maybe ganav is different, because a ganav isn't, what does he need achnasa l'rishusa for? He's not going to be koine, all he needs haitzor. True, we say the ganav has a kinyan geneva that is chai b'yonsa, but the kinyan geneva doesn't necessarily mean that he made a kinyan geneva that is his. You don't have to call it his. You just say he made a kinyan geneva in that he was motziyat from the rishusa malakama, and the halacha says that it's chai b'yonsa. You don't have to say that he made a kinyan geneva that it's his. So that's why this Bala Tesis holds that the only place where there's a machlekes Rav Acha Ravina is by the ganav. Maybe the ganav only needs hoitzor mishus marakam, and maybe he never needs the hachnos into the mishus marabash. It's sort of the opposite from being zeicha mena hefke, from the Tesis on Chav Tesla and Beis. If you want to be zeicha, if you want to be kind of something mena hefke, you don't need a hoitzor mishus marakam. All you need is a hachnos a mishus cho, because it doesn't belong to any marakam. So all you need is hachnos al rishus cho. The other is one Bala Tesis says that by a ganav he doesn't need hachnos al rishus cho. All he needs is hachitzah mishus marakam. So that's a mishicha mishus haram. It's hachitzah mishus marakam. But in order to be kind, really be kind, a matana or mechira. So for that, everyone would agree that with Abai Verov that you would need the hachnos into the rishus of the basra as well. So mishicha mishus haram is not valid. So Tesis doesn't like that. The Tesis says, our Tesis doesn't like that. They near the chalak klal bein knias argana shein el eschai biyonson with the shark knias. Why not? It's a gewaltige svar lechalak. So they slug it up because mida darshin eliyel. The Gemara points out, how do you know that there exists a kinyan chotzer and kol atar pula? Where does it say? So the Gemara says that there are two psukim. There's a pasuk of kinyan chotzer by get, but also biyoda. It only says kinyan yat. And then by the ganav it says he must be yodo hagneva. The ganav makes a kinyan geneva. The only kinyan mentioned is biyodo. And then the Gemara has a drasha by both, by the get as well as by the geneva. Eli el yodo chaser minayin tamalad and he must mikom makom. Or over there it says venasan mikom makom. So with marbe that chaser is also good as if it were yad. The simple reading of the Gemara is like Tesis said. Not like Rashi. Rashi says that Yad is a form of Kinyan Hakbor. It doesn't say that anymore. The Pashtus says that the Chotzer is a branch of Yad. Yad is the original Kinyan. Yad is not Hakbor. The Pashtus and the Gemara is not like Rashi. So the Gemara then points out, if you would only have the Pasuk by Get, you wouldn't be able to learn to call a Tarkula that Chotzer constitutes a Kinyan. You might think that maybe get is different because you can give the get balkoch. And if you'd only have the pasuk that chotzer is koine by a ganev, you might have thought that you can't be right from here to call a tarkul. Maybe it's only because the ganev did an aver, so the Torah wants to put it in his rishus. But once you have the two psukim that chotzer exists, chotzer is a form of yad both by a ganev and by a get, then from here we make a sarah shobishabem. So chotzer is koine and call a tarkul. The Tesis says, if you're going to tell me that there's a difference between Kinyani Gneva and Kinyani Mekala Tarakula, by Kinyani Gneva, all you need is to be Moitzi Meshus Marakam, you don't have to mach this into the Meshus of the Marabasa. So how can you derive from Ganes the Kala Tarakula that Chotzer is Kaina? Maybe in order to be mach this into the Meshus Marabasa, maybe Chotzer is not good enough. So Taisa says, Mididashin Eliyel Gabi Ganev, Eli Eliyel, the Chatzer Minan. It's that the only kinyonim that work by a ganev, the kinyan geneva has to be the same as kinyonim and kolot harkula. There's no svar l'chala. That's what Tesis times. With a fear, there's no svar l'chala. And the other Bala Tesis says no. That there is a svar l'chala. If you have a kinyan yad or a kinyan chotzer, so that has to correspond to kolot harkula, because the way you say, you really don't have to be machnas into your issues. You don't have to be machnas into your issues. How do you say that he was motiated from the rishus? How do you say he was motiated from the rishus of the marakama? If my chotzer is right next to it, you mean they're asking, what he need, my chotzer should be next to it, even if it would have been a rishus arab next to it. If I'd be moshech his, let's say, I steal a behemoth. What's the case in he must be yodo, that a ganav becomes a ganav with a kinyan geneva of chotzer, means my farm is next, I'm the next door neighbor to the nignas, and I open up the fence and I encourage the behemoth, his behemoth, to walk from his rishus into my rishus, and I close the fence. So I did a kinyan geneva of chotzer. The Tesis is asking, why did you need chotzer What are they asking? It would have been Mashiach. And Mashiach would have been good even if the Chatzah wouldn't belong to me, even if it would be in Tehle B'Shus Aram. If the answer is that I didn't encourage the animal to go there, I open up the fence, the animal walked by itself, then I locked the gate. Locking the gate is the Kinyan Chatzah. You have to have a Maisa Kinyan. So locking, closing the gate that the Bema shouldn't go back into its original place is a Kinyan Chatzah. But you can't say, let me become a Ganef through the fact that I did Hoitzor Mishus Marakam. I didn't do the Hoitzor. The Bema walked by itself. And Achanami, if I would have encouraged the animal, I would have whipped the animal or encouraged the animal, whistled to it, and caused it to go from the Rishus of the Nigdom into my Rishus, you wouldn't even need a Kinyan Chatzah. If I would encourage it to go into the Rishus of Rama, it would also be called a Meshicha. I wouldn't be able to derive from here that that Chatzah is Kinyan. But Hochmaskin means the animal wandered out on its own from its own Chatzah. And then I close, I lock the gates. You shouldn't be able to go back. So I didn't really do the Meshicha. So then you say, I have a Chatzah. The Chatzah is mine. I become a Ganah to a Kinyan Chatzah. Anyway, that's the big machlokes that Tosfos has. That they quoted the machlokes Rav Acha Ravina in Ksuvas Daf Lamed Aleph, how to read our Mishnah. If he does Meshicha outside of the Rishus HaBailim, what if outside of Rishus HaBailim, what if adjacent to Rishus HaBailim is a Rishus HaRab? Is Meshicha kind of Rishus HaRab or not? So the 2 days on Tosfos saw whether this machlokes Rav Acha Ravina's machlokes in all cases of Meshicha, even a Meshicha on a Matana, or a Meshicha on a Mechira, or no, the Machlokes only is by Ganav. Meshicha by Mechira, Meshicha by Matana, Abai Barav already said that, and everybody subscribes to that. That it's only considered a Meshicha if it's Besimta B'tzid Rishus Rav, otherwise not called Achnos El Rishusi. And the Machlokes of Avach Ravina is only by Ganav. Why? Maybe a Ganav does need Achnos El Rishusi. Maybe all he needs is Toitzor Meshus Marakam. This is a famous Tosfos. This Tosfos I insert some in Aleph. The same Tosfos appears in Subas. And the connection between the Tosfos and the Tosfos and Beis. Sort of the opposite from there. There to be Zechem and Ahefke, you say, you don't need both steps. You only need Achnos Elirushusi, you don't need the Hoitzor Mishus Marakama. And here by the Ganef, there's one day in Tosfos interpreting them, well, you don't need the reverse. You don't need Achnos Elirushusi, all you need is Hoitzor Mishus Marakama. Okay, we really covered the Gemara till the top of Amud Beis, till the top of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Gemara has a very important machlokes. I have to apologize in the apartment where I am. I don't have any svarim. I need a shita mukubetzes. I need some more svarim to figure out. So I'm going to skip this Gemara temporarily till I can find out what the Rishonim interpret. There's a very important machlokes here. How do you determine whether someone is a ganef or a gazlan? A ganef pays kefir dalveh, a gazlan does not. So we know that in order to be chai b'yonson, you need a kinyan g'neiva, both by ganav and gazlan, maskin. But the shaila is, how do you determine? The ganav is one who does it in a hiding fashion, but you have to have two edim in order to be mechayvim. We had the Mishnah, Nayinim, and Aleph. So just because edim are watching, that's not considered that he stole before Hesia. He's hiding from the bailim. He doesn't want the nignav to know that he's stealing. So here the Gemara has that as an important machlokes. And the same on Daf Nun Zayin, the Gemara also has an important machlokes about the details as to how much hiding you have that it should be considered a ganef as opposed to a gazlan. I don't have any swam, so I wasn't able to figure out what's going on here. The Gemara right before the Mishnah is a famous Gemara. The Gemara quotes, Rab Meir gives a whole time of the Kuro, he explains why you have Chamisha Baka Tachas Ashur, and the previous Gemara explains why there's a chilek between a ganef and a gazlan. Why is it that the Torah punishes the ganef more than it punishes the gazlan? So they quote Amar Rab Meir, that a moshel was said over in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, who lived in an earlier generation. So Rab Meir says both prices. So that's a famous comment that the Menchas Chinuch points out. There's a Tosfos in Perek HaNezokin. Is not a famous machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanan, whether Dashin and Taima Dikro, or Loi Dashin and Taima Dikro, we pass, and Loi Dashin and Taima Dikro. So how come over here all of a sudden it's not Rab Shimon speaking, it's Rab Meir and Rab Gamliel? They're the ones who hold Loi Dashin and Taima Dikro. So how come over here they're explaining the reasons for the Shinoi Hadin? So the Tosfos explains there in Gittin, and the Menchas Chinuch pointed out that everybody agrees Dashin and Taima Dikro, that we should, Achelik of Liman HaTorah is to try to understand the reasons for the mitzvahs, what Musa Haskel, what a Yisoid and Amuna, what the meat of their Eretz is, the Torah trying to teach us with the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's a chelik of Dinam HaTorah. What are the Dinam of the Torah? What are the lessons, moral, ethical, or religious principles, lessons that the Torah is trying to teach us? But the question is whether Darshin and Taim and Dikor, whether the reasons that we give for the mitzvahs regulate the application of the mitzvahs. So Tosfos points out over here, if Neimai Hechmira HaTorah. So Tosfos says, but Toin Taim is Gana, Taim is Gana, and Lashai Chai Taim the Klal. Toin Taim is Gana, Hashem, who's Toin Taim is Gana, to get away with Hashem Echino. It's a Toin Taim is Gana, so he doesn't pay. And then it turns out later on he was lying, and he was the Gana, so the din is that he pays Kefal. If it would have been a Toin Taim is Gazlon, the Halacha says he does not pay Kefal, Bal Vehei. So Tosfos says, there, all these explanations don't apply. Why? Because we pass from Loi Darshin and Taim of the Krah. If you would have held like Reb Shimon, I don't know what you would have done. Reb Shimon holds Darshin and Taim of the Krah. They should always try to figure out the reasons for the mitzvah, and the reasons for the mitzvah regulate the application of the dinim. When do you only pay kefal when the reason applies. You only pay Dal Vehei when the reason applies. When the reason doesn't apply, you don't pay kefal Dal Vehei. So here Tosfos says, Loi Darshin and Taim of the Krah. We don't take the reason and say that the dinim, the application of the dinim, depends on the reason. No, Tosfos says, halacha l'maisa, bottom line, when it comes to psak halacha l'maisa, we ignore the reason. The Gemara was just explaining that there are reasons, and we should learn the Musa Haskel from that. We shouldn't hide from human beings more than we hide from we should be more afraid of Bas of Adam than of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kamo, how does the Gemara say? The need of Kavod Abriyas are the importance of Malacha. Fine. We learn out lessons from here. So that's important to learn out lessons. But Tosfos still says these lessons are irrelevant to Halacha L'maaseh. It doesn't regulate the application of the dinim. According to Reb Shimon, maybe it would. We don't know what Reb Shimon would say. The beginning of the next Mishnah is not really so much in the Hemshech from the Perek. It's about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is that everyone should live in Eretz Yisrael, and you should have beautiful farms, and it should look green, and it looks green now, in the middle of the winter. It's beautiful and green. So the Mishnah says, Eimigav Mehemadaka Eretz Yisrael, because they're going to destroy the Yishuv, and it'll be a violation of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You have no right to, even if the trees belong to me, you have no right to chop down the trees. Forget about Bal Tashchis. Even forgetting about Tashas, it's a bitla mitzvah, the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Lortz, there's no problem. And even in Surya, the Mishnah says, Avam Agadla Misurya, Ubim Midbarish al Eretz Yisrael. Certain areas in Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem. Midbarish, there's no problem. Fine. Or the Gemara says, Bechorishin, in forest in Eretz Yisrael, there's also no problem. But on the farms, there's a problem because it's going to be Mevatla mitzvah, the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael won't look beautiful. The animals are going to eat up all the stuff. We don't care that it should look beautiful. There's no mitzvah that we should beautify the whole world. If my Behem will be mazik someone else's field, I'll have to pay. But if the Behem is mazik my own field, then it looks awful. So then there's no one to pay. So there's no iser of there's no bal tashchis because I want to feed my animal. And there's no iser of destroying the beauty, the nof haaretz. If it's chutzlaret, there's no mitzvah. The chiddush is in Surya. So Rashi points out that David was Kovish Surya, it's in Tanakh, Divra Yomin, and the Gemara in Gittin, the first parak, has a machloki satanai, where the kibush yochid, shmei kibush, or lav shmei kibush, that was David's kibush of Surya was considered a kibush yochid. What exactly does it mean, kibush yochid? That's a machloki, it's Rashi and Tosfos in Gittin, Dav Chesam and Alas. Rashi says that kibush rabim, as opposed to kibush yochid, kibush rabim means, if you kovish the land, the Jewish army is kovish the land on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. The days of Yeshua ben Nun, they were kovish all of Eretz Yisrael, and they knew all the Shvatim are going to get a share. They knew in advance that Reuben was going to get this chelik, and Shimon is going to get that chelik, and Yehud is going to get that chelik. So they had the soldiers from Shevet Reuben conquered that area. Soldiers from Shevet Shimon conquered that area. Soldiers from Shevet Binyamin conquered that area. They didn't have to have everybody conquer all the areas, then divide it later. If they knew in advance that Shimon is going to get this and Yehuda is going to get that, so they sent those soldiers over there. But that's also called Kibush Rabim because it was a whole plan in advance, and we knew in advance that Shevet is going to get that, this Shevet is going to get this. that Rashi says that this Aram Tova that David was Koresh, he didn't divide it among all of Klal Yisrael, and it wasn't part of the deal that he's going to take this in exchange for which the other Shatim are going to take that. There was nothing else. There was nothing else of a Zetach Hazeh. So the Rashi says that's called a Kibush Yochid. Over there disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos says that Kibush Yochid means that he did it on his own without consultation with the Beis Nagel. That in order to be Mekadosh as Eretz Yisrael, has to be done under the auspices of the Beis Nagel. Why? That's the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. He has in the first Yortzeit Rosh that he said the year after his father passed away, so that's printed in the Mikovitz Chidusha Torah, because it was originally printed in Hapardes, as a separate kuntras. It explains based on the Rambam that the Kibush Rabim means that the Kibush was done with the approval of Klal Yisrael. So if the Sanhedrin approves it, that's considered as if you have the approval of all of Klal Yisrael. The Sanhedrin has two dinim. There's one din, the Sanhedrin, paskens the dinim. So they don't represent the Balabatim. What do the Balabatim have to do with paskening dinim? If they don't know the dinim, so they have no right to express an opinion. So that's up to the Rabbanim. The Sanhedrin paskens whatever Shabbos are brought out to them. They sit and they learn all the time, and when a Shabbos comes up, so they rest the paskin, so they'll pask. Then there's another role that the Beis Magadol has, and that's in Parashat Shoftim Shoftim Titan Lecha, and it says you have a Beis Magadol, and whatever they say goes, and you can't go Sosim and Kaldova Shagid Lecha Yom and Ismo. Then there's another Parashat Beis Magadol in Parashat Bahalo Yischa, when Moshe Rabbeinu picks the Shivim Zikainim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that these people are Ziknei Ha'am, that they represent the nation. So that's a different word, another role of the Sanhedrin. Like Congress represents the people of America. So the Sanhedrin also represents the Klal Yisrael in certain areas. It's not an issue of the Beis Nagadol Paskening, it's that the Beis Nagadol represents the Das Rav HaKol. The Tosfos says there in Gitna, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, that the Kibush of Syria was a Kibush Yochid. Doesn't mean so much that he didn't divide it among all the Shvatim. The other Shvatim didn't get anything in exchange for this. No. Kibush Yochid means that he did it on his own. He didn't have the approval of the Beis Nagel. He couldn't have possibly had the approval of Beis Nagel. They would never have approved. Even if he would have asked them, they would never have approved. Because the Tosfos quotes the Loshon from the Medrash that he hadn't conquered all of Eretz Yisrael yet. It's not proper to go Samach Lepalton Shulchol Oharashto. He had a palace. His palace was in Yerushalayim. He didn't conquer all of the Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael that is described in the Chumash. And he goes out to conquer Am Tova, which is far away. So the Medrash says that it wasn't right on the part of David HaMelech to go conquer, at that time to go conquer Am Tova. He hadn't yet conquered all of Eretz Yisrael proper. So the Beis Magadol would never have agreed to it. So that's why it's called the Kibush Yochid. So the Gemara has a machlokes there in Gittin, machlokes many places in Shas and Nozer in different places. But the Kiddusha, they were always known to be mafish trumas and maizes on Paris that grew in Syria. The question is whether was that a chiyuv derais, or was that only a mitzvah of the rabbon? Did Yol Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, and then he has the same Kiddusha like Eretz Yisrael proper? Yol Kibush Yochid not Shmei Kibush, then Surya only had a Kedusha Medirabbana. So that's where Rashi says, our Mishnah holds a Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. All din of Surya is only a din Medirabbana. Only has Kedusha Seretzol, a make-believe Kedusha Medirabbana. So that's why when they made up this din, they were only machmer for the Chumas and Maestris, not the Tevel there, but they were never machmer about the Yishuv Ha'aretz, that everyone should grow and everything should look green and it should look beautiful. That's why they never made it. I have a famous comment in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that's printed in the Sforim Yitiyah Shmua. What does the Gemara keep on hacking about so many places in Shas about Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, Lav Shmei Kibush? That's ancient history. That's a topic that's relevant to Zman Bayis Rishon. The David HaMelech was Koresh Surya until the days of Nebuchadnezzar took over and took away all the Eretz Yisrael from the Jews. So what was the status of Surya? Was it Kodesh Min HaTorah, or was it only a make-believe Kedusha Medirabbanan? Fine. But after Nebuchadnezzar came and he destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash, he took away the whole Medina, so whatever Kedusha was there was Batla. Kedusha B'Shayna Eretz Yisrael was Batla. So the question is, was there ever a Kedusha Shniya? So all of Eretz Yisrael had to be in this Kaddish a second time around. So So the Gemara says, "Habi krachim kav shmali mitzayim v'la kav shuole v'la kav shmali bavol." The Gemara says in Yevamos and another Masechtas that there were many locations which were originally endowed with kedusha the first time around in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Habi krachim, many cities kav shmali mitzayim. The other mitzayim were kovish them, and they endowed them with kedusha. V'la kav shmali bavol. The other bavol did not want to be mekadosh them. The Gemara gives a whole explanation why they didn't want to. So here the shaila is, whatever happened to, in the days of David HaMelech, it is Kibush Yachid, when they created Kedusha Deraisa or not, the Chorus should be irrelevant. The Tanoim lived after the Churban Bais Rishon, after they already went Mekadosh HaTzod the second time around. So the shaila is, and the second time around you didn't need any Kibush, you just needed everybody should move in. Chazaka, the Rambam writes, Kedusha Rishon was accomplished through Kibush. Kibush V'chiluk, and the Kedusha Shni was accomplished through Chazaka, by virtue of the fact that everybody moved into Eretz Yisrael. So did they move into, did the Jews move into Aram to Syria? Did the Jews not move into Syria? If they moved into Syria, they should have a Kedusha Shniyah Menat Torah. If they didn't move into Syria, it doesn't have a Kedusha Shniyah Menat Torah. Forget about the Kedusha Rishayna. It's irrelevant. The whole of Eretz Yisrael had a Kedusha Rishayna, and it's irrelevant. It all depends on the Kedusha Shniyah, where the Olei Bavel moved into. That's what Rav Chaim asked the question. Why does the Gemara quote Tanoim keep on talking about the status of Surya depends on the nature of the Kedusha that David accomplished? Was it the Kedusha that I said the Rabbah? That should be irrelevant. They should, the Machloikis HaTanoim should depend on whether a Kedusha Shniyah was ever made on Surya. Rav Chaim has a famous explanation. He says that the Kedusha Shniyah, Ayidei Chazaka, only works on an area where there was once a Kedusha Rishayin, Ayidei Kibush V'chiluk. The Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael is really the Kibush, and the Chalukah is the Gemara of the Kibush. So whatever had a Kibush the first time when the Nebuchadnezzar came and he conquered the Eretz Yisrael from the Jews, he took it all away, so the Kibush was undone. So the Gemara learns that, the Talmud Yerushalmi learns that from the Pasuk, Eitivcha v'hivucha me'avisecha, when you'll come back to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it easier for you, avisechem, your forefathers in the days of Yeshua, but no, let us chayv v'chum v'samaisis, Elalacha Yudavachan, and they had to make 7 years of Kibush and 7 years of Chalukah. Batem and you, when the Jews entered it the second time around by the Kedusha Shniyah, Miyad, Keshenechnastem Nischayavtem. That's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. When the Jews moved in, they became Mechuyev and Shumas and Isis right away. So that Rosha, that's what the Rambam quotes, that the Kedusha Rishayna, the Rambam at Perek Vav and Hilchas Beis Abchir, right? The Kedusha Rishayna of Eretz Yisrael was Chala, Yidei Kibush V'chiluk. And the Kedusha Shniyah of Eretz Yisrael was Chal, Ayidei Chazok. So that Chidush Din, that Chazok is Mekadesh, that's only on an area where there was once a Kedusha Rishon, Ayidei Kibush V'chiluk. So if Surya had a Kedusha Deraisa the first time around, and then the Nebuchadnezzar canceled it, so when Ezra Nehemiah came back and the Jews moved into Surya, so that would be Mekadesh the second time in Atar. But if the first time around, we say Kibush Yochid Lapshmei Kibush, and never had a Kedusha Rishon Deraisa, it was only make believe. So when the Jews moved in the days of Ezra, the second time around, that itself kind of created Kedusha Deraisa. Chazok only creates a Kedusha Deraisa. It can reawaken a Kedusha Rishayna that was once there. It can reawaken that Kedusha. But if it never had an area, it never had a Kedusha Rishayna. So it can't be Mekadosh with Chazok. That's Rav Chaim is Machriach, the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara. Anyway, Rashi says on the Mishnah, Avol Megadlin Bisurya, the reason being because Surya was on Kasavah Delosh Mekibush. Vavika Chutzlars, even on the Rabbanon, they said that they were Machayv and Shumas and Isis in Surya. And they said, Akaina Sada Besuria, Kakaina Bepavara Yerushalayim, the Gemara Gitin Dav Ches says, that one who buys a field in Surya, when he buys a field from the Nachman, when you buy up a field from the Nachman in Surya, is considered as Choshev as Yishav Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Benegeta, what is it so Choshev? Shekosu Malavon Afila B'Shabbos. If you're allowed to be Mahal Shabbos, the right to Shtar, Kinyan from the Goy. If you're buying from a Goy, you're allowed to write to Shtar. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? For the sake of a Kibush Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to be Mahal Shabbos, to write a Shtar. So the Gemara says, no, Ayidei Akum. That although normally Amir Lenachri is not allowed, in the Rabbanon, but here, B'Mokam Mitzvah Yishav Eretz Yisrael, we do allow it. So the Gemara says there in Gittin Dav Ches, that we allow Amir Lenachri to write the document, to write the Shtar Mechira. We permit that even in Surya. Akaina Sada Bisuri Kagana Bepavara Yerushalayim. It's as important, Surya has Kedusha Midirabbanan, as important as buying up the fields in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, Bepavara Yerushalayim. that there is an aspect of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Syria which abide up from the Arabs, which abide up from the Nochem. But this aspect of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, everything should grow and should all be green. That's what the Mishnah says. They never made that din. They never introduced the din that Syria is Eretz Yisrael, made the Rabbanon, been a gift to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This aspect of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that everything should grow and green and the farm should have tvu and everything. That the Jews should buy it up from the Goyim, that yes. And you have a heter of Amir and Anochi to write to Shtar and Shabbos, that yes. But this aspect of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, no. Then the Gemara says, this is a Gzeret Rabbanon, and God will behem a Daka Beretz Yisrael, even if you promise and you make walls around fences around your farm, and you're going to see to it that the behem a Daka will not cause any damage. And it's going to be a big industry. Behem Daka, we don't permit it. Behem Agasa, they should have asked it also, but the Gemara says they couldn't. He cannot be Gezer, Gzeira, Shein Rei Batsi B'Yicholim Lamed Boy. What's so difficult to make Gzeira? What's going to be such an inconvenience by Behem Agasa? The Rashi says, because you need the Behem Agasa, L'malacha. Zvicha B'Yishuv, the Masoi, to carry burdens, L'Harishon, to do work on the farms, to do the plowing on the farms. So that's why it wasn't shy to make Gzeira. In the days of the Tanakh, it wasn't shy to make exeret that it should be also to be megadol behemah gasa and eretz. So that's too difficult to exeret. But they made exeret the rabbanon and megadol behemah dak because they're afraid it's going to destroy the beauty of the field and it'll be a bit la mitzvah yishuv eretz yisrael. Then the Mishnah says this is only in eretz yisrael. This is only in eretz yisrael. In chutz laaretz, you're not worried about a yishuv eretz yisrael. You're not worried that it should look beautiful. People eat kachim kalim all over Yerushalayim. Kohanim eat truma all over Eretz Yisrael. The Kohanim can't eat truma in Chutzla. Truma is Eretz Yisrael. Can't be eaten in Chutzla because all of Chutzla has a din like a cemetery, Midirabana. It's treated like a Vesa Kvaris, Midirabana. So you're not allowed to eat truma in a cemetery. Yeah, Midirabana, there is no such din that it's like a cemetery, but it's a Xeri Midirabana. So the Kohanim can eat truma anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. That says Kohanim are not allowed to have tiny goylim in their homes. Lo Kohanim Eretzol Mifnei Ataris. And in Yerushalayim, no one, not only Kohanim, even Yisraelim. Em Gavim Tad Goylim Yerushalayim. Why Mifnei Akadoshim? Because he can eat kachim kalim all over in Yerushalayim. And tiny goylim have a habit of having parts of a dead sheretz. How does Rashi say? V'derach ha'tani goylim nakad ba'ashpa. We're afraid that they may cause, yeah, well, in the etzim kadasha from the dead, shemi yaviu adashim in asheret. And adash is mentamid. That's what Rabbi Tzal Ransberg is magia. Yeah, and adashim in asheret from the psah asheret is mentamid. So we're not in Yerushalayim, no one's allowed to grow tanigolim, mitne akadoshim, bisman abayis, there are kachim kalim all over the place. So they may cause. The Tanagana may cause tumor to the Kachkam, maybe schlepping around part of a dead sheretz. Well, look, Kohanim, Eretz Yisrael, Mithnei Ataris, and Kohanim, nowhere in Eretz Yisrael. Kohanim not allowed to eat the tumor in Chutz Laaretz. They can only eat it in Eretz Yisrael, because Chutz Laaretz has a tumor like Eretz Amen, has a tumor like a cemetery. So the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, Kohanim are not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. They go to Chutz Laaretz like going to a cemetery. It's also with the Rabbah. Yeah, Bizman Azeh, Rabbi Kiveger on Yeriday quotes Kula from the Achrayna, why the Noeg Lahakal Bizman Azeh. But strictly speaking, Medina the Gemara says the Kohen is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. And if he lives in Chutz Laaretz, he has to run to Eretz Yisrael. Because it's really like standing on a base of Kloretz. So the Mishnah is talking on the assumption, Kohanim are not going to go to Chutz Laaretz, and they're not allowed to eat the Truma in Chutz Laaretz, because Chutz Laaretz will be Metame the Truma. So Kohanim nowhere in Eretz Yisrael, even Chutz Yerushalayim are not allowed to have Tana Gerlim. What's the reason why? So the Gemara is going to give a whole Gzeira de Rabbana. Gemara says, so on the side of the Omer, they tell you to look in the Tosis L'kamon Pei Beis on the Beis. Tosis is bothered with Akash. Why do you need this whole story? The Gemara there tells you that when you start with the white lines on Pei Beis and Beis on Rabbanon, the Chashmonaim had an internal war. Hurkanis was on the inside, Aristobulus was on the outside of the Chomus Uir, and they were bringing Korbanus every day, and one day, the people from outside said, why should we send up Korbanus? send up a chazir instead. Don't supply the people inside with karbanas. The chazir stretched its, how does the Gemara say, kim shigir l'chati achoyma, not tziporna b'chayma, and his daughter call Eretz Yisrael. Vosu shor gozra, at that time there were guys, and no one's allowed to be megabal chazir anywhere in the world. The Tosis is bothered with a kasha, it's a gzera de rabbanon. The Tosis is there, it's a kasha, lo yigad lonam chazir. What do you need this gzera de rabbanon for? Isn't it an earlier din? There's a Mishnah in Shvi'is that's discussed, that's quoted in Pesachim Daf Chav Gimel, and discussed there in Pesachim. The Gemara learns it out from Pesukim, and this Ephra learns it out from Pesukim, that you're not allowed to have, not allowed to make Schorib and Macholas Asuras. The Chazir is Macholas Asuras. You're not allowed to have a non-kosher food store where you sell non-kosher meat, where you sell pork. That's Schorib and Macholas Asuras. The Tesis thought all forms of Schorib should be forbidden. Also the Gadol Chazerim, because Chazerim is Macholas Asuras. So of course it should be also. Should be an issa that preceded the Churban Bayis Sheni. This whole story with the Chashmonaim on the inside, the other Chashmonaim on the outside of the of Chometz Yerushalayim. Tess says, what do you need this whole story for? That they made Nukzer the Rabbana Bos and Shah Omru, or Risha Gadol Chazerim, etc. Three lines from the bottom of the Omid, pay base and base. What do you need a Nukzer, a Nuk curse, the Rabbana Oror? Shouldn't it be an issa deraisa? See, that's the question. This Mishnah in Shvi is the Tess quotes. That you're not allowed to do schor b'macholas asuras. Is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabbanan? The Gemara in Pesachim learns that from Pesukim. That would appear from the Gemara as if it's a din deraisa. And some achrayim insist, no, they have the sense that it doesn't sound like a real din deraisa. They think all the drushes are just an asmachtim derabbanan. It doesn't sound like it's deraisa. On the left line in the Tesis, Tesis is bothered with this kasha. Either because you're not allowed to be in Gadol Chazerim, it's either an Issa Deraisa, according to the simple reading of the Gemara. So what do you need a Borsu Shor Gozu, or a Rodin, or a Ishi Gadol Chazer? It's an Issa Deraisa. Or even if you're older, it's not an Issa Deraisa. But the Issa, the Gadol Chazerim, was Issa Schor B'machal Sassur, was instituted way before this story, the Churban Bayis Sheni. You have Mishnayis. The Mishnayis indicate that it was an older din, an earlier din, the Rabbanan. Yeah, that's the Kash. So Tosfos answers, let's say you grow chazerim in order to make football, in order to make leather for shoes. You grow the chazerim for some other purpose. You grow the chazerim in order to make the oil, and you're going to use the oil to shmir shoes or something, to polish shoes. This is that's muta, prohibition. Whether it's a deraisa or a derabanan, this is korban macholas asuras only applies if you're doing the schor l'shem achila. Let's say I have a non-kosher butcher store and I sell to non-Jews. There's no issue of lifnever. I'm selling to non-Jews. But that's an issa schor b'macholas asuras, because the customers are going to eat the non-kosher food. Or I'm going to grow chazerim adaita to sell pork. Someone's going to sell the pork. They're going to shech the chazerim and sell pork to the goy. Even though there's no lifnever, but that's called schor b'macholas asuras. But if you're going to, let's just point out, what about chelev? Chen chelev mutalim ke'echad alakoy la'achila. Let's say, all the butcher stores have to remove all the chelev before they sell it to the customer. So let's say they remove the chelev, what are they going to do with it? They're going to sell it to someone. So let's say there's one Jew, he goes to all the butcher stores, all the Jewish butcher stores, the kosher stores, and he buys up everybody's chelev. What's he going to do with it? Is he going to process it and make food out of it, or he's going to sell it to someone else that they should make food out of it? That's an issa schor b'macholas asuras. That's his whole. The chelev is only chelev is muta b'hanoah, but it's not allowed to do schor l'shem achila. But it's muta limka hechad alakoy l'achila. Let's say the Jew is going to collect all of the chelev from all the stores to put it into cakes of soap. The expensive soap they put in chelev from behemoth. So the Ramah says in the Hilchas Shabbos that you're not allowed to use the bar of soap on Shabbos, because when you rub the bar of soap, you remove a layer of soap, an 1/18 of an inch, or a 1/30 of an inch, whatever, a slight amount. You're making a new smooth surface that's memachek. That's memachek. That's one of the malachas is memachek. The original memachek. The original memachik is if you have a piece of wood that's not smooth, sandpaper it down. That's a rough surface, and you make it You make it smooth by removing the roughness. Here, it is a smooth surface. The cake of soap is smooth. But it has one smooth surface. Then every time you use it, part of it disappears. After you use it 100 times, the whole thing disappears. All bar soap disappears. Each time, 1/100th of it disappears. So a slight amount every time is removed. So you're making a new smooth surface. There was a smooth surface from before, making a new smooth surface. So that's a chiddush. The Rama writes that that's also. There are those who disagree with the Rama. They held that it's only also to take a rough surface to make it into a smooth surface. But if you have a smooth surface already, make it and you rub it down by using your hands on the bar of soap. There are those gedolim who held that that's not a violation of a machik, because it already is a smooth surface. Making a new smooth surface by rubbing it down, that's not easy. So the Rama says like that it is also on Shabbos. Then the Rama says, but on the weekdays, there's no chiddul Shabbos. On the weekdays, you can use a bar of soap, even if the soap has chaylev in it. Because chaylev is mutar b'ano. Chaylev is also b'achila mutar b'ano. It says in Chumash, chaylev neveilev v'chaylev trefo ye'yaseh l'chol malocha b'yachol osochlu. It's mutar b'ano, ye'yaseh l'chol malocha. This just raises the question, but if one guy's going to go to all the stores and he's going to buy chaylev, the butcher who trades the meat and he takes out the chaylev, what's he going to do with it? He can sell it to a goy who's going to eat it. That's not an isav schar b'machosa. So this Tosfos quotes the Mishnah that if it's nizdamnu, then it's mutter. Gemara is going to quote it. If it's nizdamnu, then it's mutter. A Jew is going to go hunting for foxes, in order to make mink. They make mink coats. We're going to go hunting for minks in order to make mink coats. So that's not the shame achila. So that's not a nisav schar b'machal sasa. Well, that's you're going to go hunting a non-kosher animals in order to sell a meat. That's not horses. You're going to hunt, I don't know, wild horses in order to sell horses' meat to non-Jews. That's a nisav. That's schar b'machal sasa. You're not allowed to. But let's say I was hunting the mink. The Chachma Sadam has this. I was hunting the mink for the fur. I want to make mink coats. That's permissible. That's l'shem achila. But once I hunted and I got it and I removed the fur, what am I going to do with the meat? I should throw it out. I may as well sell that also. So that's baloch. If nizdam dulo, if, by the way, his main intention was not l'shem achila, it happens to be nizdam dulo, so then the Gemara says that's the Mishnah in... That's the Mishnah in Shviyas that Tosfos quotes on Pei Beis on the base. They quote the Mishnah in Shviyas. The Gemara Pesachim works it all out from Pesukim. That Nizdam does Mutter. The same thing, let's say, the father has a non-kosher butcher store and the father dies and the son is a religious boy, he's a Baal Tshuva. Or he himself was not religious, he was in the non-kosher food industry. And then he becomes a Baal Tshuva, so what does he do? So you say, he's not allowed to sell the business? That's Nizdam the law. He has it. He has it, he got it, Yerusha, he got it. He went hunting and he caught 100 animals. So the ruba of the animals, 90 of the 100 animals are kosher animals. That's what he's looking for. Then he happened to trap also 10 non-kosher animals. So the non-kosher animals are allowed to sell. If it's nizdamnu, it's mutta. So that the butcher is allowed to sell the chaylev that he has. The chaylev is nizdamnu. He buys the whole flesh from the sheikhet. He buys the whole animal, gets a sheikhet to shechet. He's interested in the kosher part of the animal, not interested in the giran osher. Not interested in the chaylev. As far as the Jewish butcher is concerned, he's allowed to sell a chaylev to a nachri, even if the nachri is going to eat it. That's chor v'lashem achilas mutter because it's nizdamnu. But if I'm going to go collect everybody's chaylev, that's not nizdamnu. My business is I go from butcher store to butcher store, I buy off everybody's chaylev. So if I'm going to resell it for the purpose of processing food, I'm going to make a non-kosher Crisco from all of the chaylev. And the government going to use the Crisco for cooking purposes. That's not nizdamna for me. For the butcher, it's nizdamna. For me, that's my whole business, my whole financial. So that I'm not allowed to do. But if I collect everybody's chaylev in order to sell it, that they should mix it into soap, so that's mutter for me also. That's not l'shem achila. But the Rama writes that you're not allowed to use a bar of soap on Shabbos. That's a machik, because you're making a new smooth surface. But on the weekdays, the Rama writes it's mutter, even though it has chaylev in it. The shaila will be, even though it has chaylev, and there's a gemara in Nida, daflam is based on an aleph, that sicha kishtia. And when you rub something into and it gets absorbed into the pores of the skin, that's considered like shtia, as if you're drinking it. If you're not allowed to eat chelev, if you're going to rub chelev into your skin, you should say sicha kishtiyah. The Rama says, no, it's muta. Why? Because the taita is there on the Aflam, the base of Manalas, and Nida quotes the Rabbi Natam that this whole sicha kishtiyah, the Rabbanon, it doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa. It only applies, number one, by shemen. It doesn't apply if you have a solid bar of soap, only if you have liquid shemen. And number two, they only introduced the sicha kishtiyah is appears in the Gemara by Yom Kippur. In Avar Bisoch, if one of the Chamish Inuyim on Yom Kippur is Sicha, because Achila Shtiyah is forbidden, so Sicha is Kishtiyah. But the Nisa de Rabbanan on Yom Kippur, Tyson holds, the Ramam disagrees with Tyson, the Ramam holds that all the Chamish Inuyim are there right. But this is the Rabbin Atam Sheet, the Gemara says there's only chorus on Achila Shtiyah on Yom Kippur, there's no chorus on the other Inuyim. Rabbin Atam understands the reason why there's no chorus is because they're only the Rabbanan. Rabbi Natam holds this din the Rabban of Sicha Kishtiyah was only introduced on Yom Kippur, that's one Gemara in Yume, the last parak, and was introduced by Truman. That a Kohen who saw Shemen Shal Truman, the Kohen is Tomei, but the Shemen is Tomei, so you say Sicha Kishtiyah, of a Zar, a non Kohen, the Shmir Shemen Shal Truman on his body. Rabbi Natam holds it has to be two things, it has to be number one, Shemen, if it's in a solid state. I'm going to rub a bar of soap against my body, that's not Sicha Kishtiyah. And number three, he holds it only applies on Yom Kippur and by Truma, that's all. They never introduced it by Chela. He's only going over there in Hilchus Shabbos, and the Ramah disagrees. He thinks that if you have a bar of soap that has Chela in it, you're not allowed to use it even in the weekdays. Forget about Shabbos, because Memachek, because making a new smooth surface, he holds expensive soaps do have Chela in them. So cheap soaps don't. But the ritzy soaps that are very expensive do have chela. But the Vilna Gaon holds that you're not allowed to use it even in the weekdays. The whole Sicha Kishtiyah applies like the other Rishonim, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. It applies even outside of the area of Yom Kippur and Truma. It applies even to chela. And he holds that it applies even though it's a solid. It's not a liquid, even it's not in the form of Shemen. I remember when the disciple passed away, this Rabbi Horowitz, the one who published the five volumes of Orchas Rabbeinu, the Hanhogas of Disciple, he delivered a Hester. By the funeral, only Rabbi Lezer Shach delivered a Hester. But in Yerushalayim, in the middle of Shiva, they had other people. So this Rabbi Horowitz was a Talmud of Disciple. So he was saying over in his Hester, he was saying over different Midas Chassidus of Disciple. One of them was that whenever he bathed, he never used soap, because he was afraid that maybe this soap has chela from a behemen, and sich gishti, it was choshish for the Vilna Gaon sheep. No. It was a chumer, because he didn't have expensive soap. He was a poor man, he couldn't afford expensive soap. The cheap soaps don't have any chela in them. The expensive soaps is what to discuss. Anyway, so that's the famous Tosfos. The Tosfos has, that's the cloud that's quoting you over there. This Mishnah that says, chera zasah b'macholos asuris, is only if I have a non-kosher butcher store, I have a grocery store selling non-kosher items. But if I'm raising chazerim in order to make, because I want the hide, in order to make footballs from it, and then derech agav, I'm going to sell the flesh as ham for achil also. So it depends. If 90% of the revach is going to come from the ham, only 10% from the skin, so you can't say that I'm raising it for the skin, and 90% is derech agav. But if 90% of my income is from the skin of the chazerim, that they make footballs out of them, or they make gloves out of them, or clothing out of it, and 10% of the rebach comes from the flesh, so that's called nizdamno, that would be mutter. This is right, that chelav is mutter, it says in Chumash, chelav day, chelav trefi osu l'chol malacha, l'cha lo sachlu, Taisa says that it's only mutter to deal in business, if I collect everybody's chelav and I sell it, so he gave the mashal, if I'm, that's not nizdamno for me, for the butcher it's nizdamno, but if I'm a private guy, I go pick up everybody's chelav, that's mamishchor b'macholos asur. So it says it's only mutter if I'm selling it for non-eating purposes. And the Shulchan Aruch, they don't pass them like this. The Shulchan Aruch, they pass them like the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this pasuk: "Chelu nevela v'chelu treifa yotzal l'chol malacha b'chol." The fact that it says yotzal l'chol malacha shows that it's an exception to the rule. The rule usually is that schor is also b'macholos asuris, and chelu is an exception to the rule. There's no issur schor b'macholos asuris on chelu. Disagreement with Taisa. So Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, second Chelik Yerideya, they paskin like the Rambam. A chelav is mutter, the malacha, even tzu schar l'shem achila. Yeah, that's what the Taz quotes in there in second Chelik Yerideya. In that Rambam, it would appear that this prohibition of Schor v'Macholos HaSuris is an Issa D'Araisa. If it's only an Issa D'Rabbanon, so how does the Rambam say from the fact that the Chumash says, V'chele n'beile, v'chele trefi yosel, v'chol maloch, is a raya that is muta to do Schor. No, it's muta to do Schor and all Macholos HaSuris on the level of D'Araisa. Whole thing is a Xer D'Rabbanon. If they made a Xer D'Rabbanon, why shouldn't they have made it on Chelev as well? If the person just saying on the level of the Raisa Mutra, do whatever you want. You also look on the Lach. How did the Rama proof in that Pasuk, if Chorba Mechol Sassuris is Mutra Bachelu, it's an exception to the rule. So from the Rama, it would appear, Lachorah, that the Issa is Chorba Mechol Sassuris and Issa de Raisa, and he understands this Pasuk, you also look on the Lach, tells you the Chelev is an exception to that rule. But the Tzah says he doesn't think that it's a Hechach. He thinks that even if one should assume within the Rambam that the Issus Chorba Machovas Asuras is an Issa de Rabbanon, still, since there's a Beferish Pasuk that says that Chelev, Yosef, Lechom Melochi, you can do whatever you want, so the Chachamim didn't have the right to make a Xerah de Rabbanon, can make a Dovah Mefurish Batar. That's the famous Taz. Taz has it in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah also. He says that he asked his father in law, why did they only make an Issa de Rabbanon? Yes, the Bach. Why did they only make an Issa de Rabbanon? Not the Blow Shefer, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Gzeresh and Yavirenu. Balanam is Bishus Rabbim. They should have forbidden Tkiya Shefer on every Rosh Hashanah because it's a Mashmiya Kol. Mashmiya Kol is forbidden on Shabbos Yantav. Gzeresh and Yisak and Kleshir. So they should have done away with all of Tkiya Shefer. So the Taz quotes from the Bach, the Rabbanon didn't have the right to do that. They had a right to make exera that did not to let us blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos. It doesn't say explicitly in Chumash that you blow shofar even when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos. It's self-understood, but it's not explicit. Maybe the mitzvah of shofar only goes when Rosh Hashanah falls out on the weekday. Make exera, the Rabbanon prohibiting kiyah shofar, period, that you can ever blow shofar. That's often keneged a pasuk of a foolish batar. So that they have no right to do. That's the Taz there. The Taz is in our Achaim and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. It starts in the beginning of the second Chiluk Yerodeh by this, by Chelev, where he says there's no Haichacha from the Rambam, that the Rambam necessarily holds that the Issus Chor v'Macholos HaSuris is an Issus D'Araisa, just because he says that by Chelev it's Mutam. Maybe the Pshat is that the Rabbana had no right to make Gzeira by Chelev, to ask the Issus Chor v'Macholos HaSuris, because it's a Dabar HaMeforish Batzor LaHetera. Then he repeats the theme in Chosh HaMishpat also, he has it a few times. He suggested, Tal suggests that that's the meaning of the line that appears in the Gemara and Sanhedrin on Daphne and Vav and Aleph, and it's also quoted in Vomis on Daphne Tal, I think. The Gemara has a line, Shamaiti, one of the Tanaim says, Shamaiti, it's from the Megillah's Tainus, Shamaiti, Shepez, Machmian, Shishalem, and Adid. Oh, hey, Rosh, they have a right to. But lo, Labal, Dibetar, Elokadilas, Siog, Latar. He says, what kind of a lashon is that? Loi lav al divrei Torah. Chizal kadaitach that the rabbanim are going to want to violate the laws of the Torah. What does that mean? So he says, no, that's what it means. Loi lav al divrei Torah. If you want to make a din de rabbanon, it can't be done keneged davar hamefurish b'Torah. The rabbanon have authority to make din de rabbanon, but not against what's explicitly mefurish in the chumash. Is it true in the marshal also like that? That's a point of disagreement. See, the Achranim point that Taisus says that Chelev is Mutab Limkar is only Hechdolo Koy Lachila. If it's Koy Lachila, then it's not Mutab. In Yeridea, we pass like the Rambam. The Rambam says not so. That Chelev is an exception to the rule. That's the meaning of the Pasuk. Yosel Lachon Balacha, that the Issus Chor v'Machol Sasur simply does not apply to Chelev. And then the Rambam quotes also another line from the Yerushalmi that Tosfos doesn't quote, that does appear in the Shulchan Aruch, that this Issus Chor v'Macholos HaSuris only applies if it's Macholos HaSuris D'Araisa. If it's only an Issa de Rabbanon, then there's no Issus Chor v'Macholos HaSuris. So let's say a Jew has a grocery store. He's going to sell Minas Akum. He's not allowed to sell it to a Jew that's living here. He tells the Jews, here's the kosher cheeses and the non-kosher cheese. That's for the non-Jewish customers. Unless he has a store in Harlem. All the customers are non-Jews. He's allowed to sell. Gevina Sakam is only in Issa Derabban. Whatever's only in Issa Derabban is allowed to sell. Whatever's in Issa Deraisa, he's not allowed to sell. That's a shayla. Let's say a Jew wants to have a restaurant. And they don't want to have, so they're going to use kosher meat. they don't want to make crazy. They have to have separate plates and dishes, everything separate, pots and pans for flesh eaters. What's the din if you cook basa b'chol of the rabban? Basa b'chol of the rice is also b'hano. Basa b'achila, also b'hano, and also ischer. And he said, "No. What about basa b'chol of the rabbanon? Then you're a day, and we pass him basa b'chol of the rabbanon is only also b'achila. It's muta b'hano. So let's say you'll make chicken and milk. You'll only make chicken and milk. So there's no isabishal. There's no isabishal. I have a restaurant, and I'll do schar. I'll have kosher chicken. I'm not about to sell non-kosher chickens, even to non-Jews. That's schar b'macholos asuris. That's how I buy kosher chicken." Lot kosher. That's the shayla of schar b'macholos asuris. Not talking about eating it. So if I have kosher chickens and I cook them in milk, so it's mutter to cook in the milk, and it's mutter b'ano. So you can't say there's an issue schar b'macholos asuris, because we pass them in shulchan aruch like the Rambam, Mishem Hayushalmi. That schar b'macholos asuris only applies if it's macholos asuris derais. It's only macholos asuris derabanan. No issue schar. But it doesn't quote it, but that's what it says in Yerushalmi. So the shayla is. Also, b'chol of the rabbanon. Not only if you cook chicken and milk, that's also b'chol of the rabbanon. So there's no isa bishul, there's no isa anor, there's no isa schar, because it's only the rabbanon. What if you cook fleishiks in a milchik pot? I will never cook fleishiks and milchiks together. I'll be careful never to do that, but I'll cook fleishiks in a pot that I just cooked milchiks in. I'll cook milchiks in a pot that I just cooked fleishiks in within 24 hours. In Yeruday it says that it rises within 24 hours, it rises after 24 hours, nice and time lugam. But that day within 24 hours that it rises, is that an Issa deraisa? Is that only an Issa derabbanan? The Gemara uses the expression derech bishul asa Torah. Torah only prohibits bishul bas b'cholah if you do a derech bishul. Can you really honestly say that that's called derech bishul? A person wants to have the flavor of milk in his flesh, so what's he going to do? Oh, he's going to cook the flesh in a milchik pot. Come on. Tam ki ikir, okay, we assume a milchik flavor will come out of the pot. But that's not, Lachori can argue the point and say, that's not called derech bishul. Derech bishul haste, if I cook the meat, I fry the meat in butter. Or I cook the meat and I have milk in there. I have a certain amount of milk in the pot. That should be nice and top. But if you're going to have a milchik pot, you're going to cook flesh in a milchik pot. So that's called derech bishul. That's a term. So the Darki Tshuva quotes in Machlek Yisachredim about that. But the big Achrayim say that it is an Issa Deraisa. Chavez Das and the Prima Godim and a few others, the major Achrayim say that that is Bishul Bas B'chol of Deraisa. That it is called Derech Bishul Asetar. And the minor Achrayim, the minor leagues say that it's only the Rabbana. I was surprised. I thought that it should only be the Rabbana. Okay, so I was outvoted by all of the great Achrayim. The Shabbos Nagila Halacham, and people, sometimes a Jew, for a Parnasa. He wants to open up a non-kosher place. He wants to be in the business of supplying non-kosher food. But if it's only cheeses, it's only a gvina sakum that's also from the Rabbanon, then it says Shulchan Aruch from the Rambam, from the Yerushalmi, that is mutter. There's no issa schar b'machol asur, because it's only the Rabbanon. But if you're dealing with an issue there, I said, then it's not enough. Leitchik told a story once that someone was drafted in the army, a religious boy was drafted in the army, and his responsibility was to do the cooking in the kitchen. So they wanted him to fry chicken with butter. So Leitchik said that that's Muslim. He says, yeah, that chicken and butter is only basa b'chol of the rabbanon. There's no smuta b'ano, it's muta b'tishon. So that doesn't pose a problem. But to cook, let's say, fleshiks in a milchik pot, if it's ben yomo, we assume that's basa b'chol of deraisa. But machmat, to treat it like basa b'chol of deraisa, so it's also b'hano. Stop, forget about this, it's chayr. So it's also b'hano. You're not allowed to make money on that. Anyway, so that's the Tosfos comments on the Mishnah. Why do they have to make gzeira? Ein l'gad m'chazer m'chol makom, because of this story, Mark quotes the whole history from the first white line. On pay base on the base towards the end of the period of the Vaisheni, that there was a civil war in Aristobulus. Burkinus was outside, Aristobulus was inside Yerushalayim, and every day they were lowering carbonus for them. And the whole story, and that's Bosu Shal Gazu, the Bosu Shal Omer, or Huishi Gabu Chazerim. Well, you have to come on to this Nukzerah the Rabbanon. It should be also Tikbo Chazerim, because it's Chorva Machol. So his answer is no. if you're being megadol hazerim for other purposes, to make shuman from it, to shmir leather, or to make footballs from it, that you're going to use the hide, the main thing, then there's no prohibition. See, that's the shaila when you buy mutual funds. Say I put in $10,000 in a mutual fund, but they take my money and they make me a shutif in 100 different companies. So there's a book company, there's a shoe company, there's a Coca-Cola company, whatever, but then there's a loyi molay, that one of the 100 companies is going to be a non-kosher food company. That's a shayla z'chor b'machal v'sasur. It's a pork belly, no? It's a shayla. Pork belly is an issue there, right? Someone once asked Rav Soloveitchik, and the one who asked them, the Talmud who asked them, suggested three tzodim lahakam. He had one side lahakam was that it should be considered nizdamnu, because he called up this fellow, called up the broker, and he said, I want to buy a mutual fund, but I only want these 99 companies. I don't want the photo. So the guy told him to go fly a kite. Don't make me crazy. There is no such mutual fund. Every mutual fund is always going to have something of schorib and machalas asur. They said, so he's not really interested in the trefer money. He's interested in the kosher. But you can't get the mutual fund. Someone should come out with such a mutual fund. Someone from Yeshiva should come out with a mutual fund that only has a kosher product, doesn't support any pornography, and doesn't support giving arms to the Arabs, and doesn't have any guns manufactured. They should have a lot kosher mutual fund. There isn't, though. But that was one tzad l'hakel that he had. Then he had another tzad l'hakel. But he wasn't really buying pork bellies. One of the companies was that futures on the pork bellies. But that's not really schur b'machol sasur. He has the right to buy it at a certain price, and then they sell that right to buy it to someone else. I think he had a third sad l'hakel. I forgot already what it was. This is not what he mentioned, though. The Pitzchei Tshuva quotes the Samachayim saying that schur b'machol sasur is only an issa de rabbanon. And he said, "There is a lot of rachanim all like that." And he said, "The rabbanon is shema yochel mehem." So the isur only applies if I'm dealing with it. I'm in the store and I'm selling. I'm the grocer and I'm selling the non-kosher products to the non-Jewish customers when they come in. So I may forget one day. I may eat from the trefer product myself. But let's say I have a company and I have a shop in Texas. I never go to Texas. I have people running the store. So some rachanim say that there's no gzeir shema yochel over there. Only Xerah, the whole Issa is Chor Machos, also is only Shema Yochel, only applies if he's handling it, not handling it. That wasn't the third side that he mentioned. See, over here, he's not handling at all. The people that buy mutual funds are very far away from the company. Abno Shaykhis, he can't go in and say, I'm a shutif in this mutual fund, and the mutual fund has a. He can't go in and it's not Shaykh. That wasn't the third side, I forgot already what it was. Anyway, so Tomer Absalvechik was masking with him, Lahakil. We didn't know whether he meant only the tzir of all of the three stud in Lahakil or one of them alone. Anyway, this comes up. This taste comes up alohal amais. Then the Mishnah has Leigad Lodim on Mishnah and I test on days. Now the halacha, Leigad Lodim is Hakel and Ken Hayukasha Bishal Shelis. That's because Lassasim Damim Reitecha. Also, Leigad Lodim is Rabbi Stoch Beis. So, it's a different Issa. Because of Sakana. The caliph may bite someone that's an isa mishum sakana. And the Gemara has toward the bottom of the daf, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be megadol behema daka beretz Yisrael. What about to have lamb chops? What about korban pesach? Has to be steak vasim and seizim. And akvasim and seizim tikochu. So it's always behema daka. So the Gemara says, no, you're allowed to buy before Pesach, you're allowed to buy Hema Medaka. Legado means to keep it all year long. To buy it before, let's say, before Shavuos, before Sukkot, not only before Korban Pesach, has to be. Korban Pesach has to be Menachlasim and Menizim. What if on Shavuos and on Sukkot and on Rosh Hashanah, he likes lamb chops? He's telling me he has to eat chicken, he has to eat flesh of the Bei Magasa. He enjoys lamb, a goat, whatever. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to. The Shechita, you're allowed to. That's not a violation of Bei Magasa. Or let's say the butcher, all year long, not only for Simchas Yadav, all year long, wealthy people, they want to have lamb chops. So the butcher is allowed to buy. He shouldn't buy thousands, he shouldn't buy a whole herd and keep it for 5 years because he's going to sell it in the course of all the time. He should buy what he thinks of the seller the next 30 days. That's what the Gemara says. You should never keep it more than 30 days shouldn't keep the animals more than 30 days out. The Gemara tells a story on the next half, Maisa B'chosid Echod, about 8 lines from the top. Maisa B'chosid Echod, that he was about to die, and they checked into his whole lifetime, and they realized the only aver that he had was that he once had some kind of a heart condition, Oikonech mi libo, and they asked the doctors what should he do, and they said he has to drink cholav raseach every day. So he used to drink cholav raseach, young men of Mishachris Pesach, every morning. So he had a goat tied up to his bed, and then every day he would have cholav raseach. And the Chachamim came to visit him, and they were very upset, and they said, how is he alive? He's in violation of the din in the Mishnah. Also, the God of Behemah Daka Beretz Yisrael. So this is the famous difficult Gemara the Rishonim asked. What do you mean? Even for Pikuach Nefesh? Even for Chayla? Ramazogim, let's say it's not Pikuach Nefesh. It's Chayla Shein B'Sakana. Even Malcolm Chayla Shein B'Sakana. You know, he's Ganech Melibo. He's sick. There's something wrong with him. Even Malcolm Chayla, you also don't allow it. That was the Rishonim talk about this topic. I don't have to have a Shita Mukubet. There's the Miri and the Shita talk about it. Why is it a Midas Chassid? It's a Maisa B'Chassid Echa. So because he was a chassid, that's why he should suffer and remain sick for the rest of his life. A problem. A problem. You have to look in the Rishonim what they say. Okay. Stop now. My father is not well. They told me that he's having he may have to have surgery on Monday. I'm leaving Eretz Yisrael tonight to come back to New York. I don't know if I'll be able to give a shiur on Monday morning. I'll have to. My father's in the hospital in Brooklyn. I guess I'll have to call into the yeshiva on Monday morning to notify all the students. Okay, thank you.
Shlema.
Shlema.
I think you can hear because when people cough, you stop. But someone sneezed and you stop for a minute.
Yeah.
We can hear.
I was yelling
at him.
We can hear.
Oh, no.